Hi, this is Finn Scholes from Carnivorous Plant Society, and today we're going to be talking about our new EP called The Lizard.
As always on this segment, I want to ask if you've done much reflection on the work that you've put out in the past. The group has been kicking about for well over 10 years. How did that feel going into this new release?
Yeah, our first album released was 2013, I think. So, yeah, we've been over with 12 years, and even longer, because that was when that came out. Yeah, so it was almost a bit weird. It felt a little bit weird to start doing another one. But it's just what we do now, you know? It's just, we like making the music, you know? So, yeah, we're just in the routine of it now. Yeah, well, this one was pretty different. This was actually all lockdown. I actually did everything myself, all of the top parts, which was very weird. I never really thought that would even be possible, that would work. And then did, like, the drums and the bass and the guitar and stuff, like, afterwards as overdubs. Yeah, and I thought that was going to be a weird, like, that the groove wouldn't work or something, but it actually turned out really good. And it, yeah, meant that you could just finish this piece and then get everyone in the studio just for like one quick session, and they just banged through their parts, easy as. Well, we'd had a new baby as well, and I was getting up really early with the baby to look after him, and I realised I could actually do a little bit of tinkering with him in my arms, and I didn't like completely ignore him. I looked at him quite a bit, and he's actually on quite a lot of the tracks too. You can hear him like yelling a little bit, yeah. Yeah, he's there through all of it. Yeah, so it was like just having all this time in the morning, and yeah, it turned out to be really productive. Our timeline on finishing music is really bad, because we always just, I don't know, we're just, something will happen and then it'll be 1 year later before something else happens. But yeah, that was all just done then. Yeah, well, I don't know why it's so long ago. Like, I've got to have some good excuse for that, but I don't know, there's been kids. And I guess we didn't really feel any rush either. And we've just been kind of trucking along with our other gigs, and then we're eventually like, okay, we've got to do this, we've got to release this music. I feel like the fact that we've been playing together for so long is actually starting to bring out something quite special, really, you know? It's, yeah, I feel like you can just hear all of that time that's gone in together sometimes. Yeah, well, there was a lot of tracks, and there was actually, I realised that there was sort of three kind of categories almost of the tracks. Some of them were all vocals, and then some of them were quite like funky and upbeat, and then some of them are a bit more kind of like almost classical kind of, and well, maybe not classical might not be the right word, but chill. And I also, I just was realising when I'd show the music to different people, like, some people would really not like the chill stuff they want, and but if you show them funky music, they're like, yes, I like this. And some people really like vocals, and others really don't want it. And then I just realised it would be quite a smart idea to kind of try to group them a little bit, to just so that if people don't like my singing, they can just keep away from it if they want to, and rather than having this big album with a mix of everything on there. So this is kind of the funky one a little bit. As funky as we get, it's not like a full, yeah. A little bit funky, yeah. lot of this was on the computer. I'd bought like a Arturia synth kind of collection, which I was kind of excited about, and so there was a bit of that happening, a bit of soft synth action, which is a bit new for us. Before everyone else got on it, like, it sounded like one guy had made it on his own in his room, and which is a slightly strange kind of sound. It felt like a bit kind of, yeah, like one man going a bit crazy almost on his own. But then when you get the other people, it starts to feel like a band. So the first track is called The Sinking Village, and this piece is, it actually started off as a really big kind of like two-page composition that it didn't really work, and anyway, I ended up with this bit of it. It was just this short bit, and then I put that together with another piece that I'd done with another friend called Lewis McCullum, who is playing clarinets, all these kind of clarinets on this kind of really nice drone at the start, and I just took those clarinets and whacked it with the other piece. So it was kind of just a vibe, it wasn't really a piece. I mean, The Sinking Village isn't quite a composition as much as the other tunes are. It is really a vibey piece. Yeah, and I ended up putting basically every single quirky instrument that I own on this piece, and that's quite a big collection, because whenever I've gone travelling or anything, I've always picked up stuff. And yeah, so it's got pan flute and the gamelan and the Vietnamese gongs and this South American flute called the quena, I think I'm saying that right, which took quite a lot of practice to get the take. But and what else? It's just got, yeah, kind of just ended up putting everything that I, all of the kind of small-sized instruments on there. Bass marimba. That's quite cool. It's actually quite a lot of bass marimba on the whole thing. Yeah, a friend of mine, Michael Barker, came round with his amazing marimba to my house, and he ended up leaving it there for like a weekend, and it took up the whole jam room. But while it was there, I went crazy and recorded everything, because I've got a marimba too, but his one's like really special. It's like goes a whole octave lower than my one. So I actually ended up doubling a lot of the bass for the whole album with his fancy marimba that weekend while he had left it there. And yeah, so that's kind of on a lot of things. Yeah, it's a little bit shorter, and it's not a kind of full composed kind of piece with lots of sections. It's a bit chiller on the melody side of things, so I thought maybe like as a bit of an opener would be the good decision for it. Thank you. On and On is it's kind of like a modal composition. Yeah, I remember a guy I play with called Julian Dine, who I really look up to. I remember once recording with him for this band I play in called The Circling Sun, and he was suggesting to come up with a horn line, and he used the phrase, like, just come up with something dumb, he said. And I really liked that, because I went to jazz school, and when you go to jazz school, you're trying to do the opposite of that all the time with your music. You're always trying to make things sound quite tech and sort of smart, and I actually think it's, I mean, yeah, at the moment I'm not really in that kind of mood of making stuff like that, and so, yeah, this piece is, like, maybe dumb isn't the right word, but it's just simple, you know, and yeah, and when I started writing it, that was his, like, him saying come up with something dumb, that was in my mind, and so the piano kind of chord progression is, like, really basic, and just sort of two chords moving between each other in quite a kind of naive way almost. That kind of sprouted this piece, which has me playing the flute on it, and it also has a choir, which is all me, actually. And it's, yeah, got Michael Barker on the percussion, who helped me record the initial sort of session, and yeah, added the flute, added the all me choir, which turned out to actually sound quite not too bad, actually. Yeah, I'm not such a strong singer on my own, but, well, the secret to do a choir is each person has to be a different character in the choir. So yeah, like, there's a couple of just like me doing my normal voice, but on some of the characters in the choir, I'm like singing like an old lady, and some of them are like kind of like a crazy drunk guy, and to like make it sound like a big group of people. And yeah, that's the secret if you want to make a choir, like, don't just be yourself.
Oh,
poll, it's kind of a lot about this music video, which is about it's about like a guy visiting an alien planet, and he kind of arrives on this very strange pole looking spaceship that kind of comes down. It's all very psychedelic. The music side, it's a kind of like based around this synth called the Buchler Easel. I think I'm saying that right. It just had this crazy sound on it that I really liked, and I was just playing around with that synth, and then I thought it would suit like a trumpet melody that wasn't really repeating but kind of felt like it was repeating a bit. Yeah, I think I just kind of made that up actually on the spot, that trumpet line, although I ended up recording it like many times for some reason, because I just never could get it to sound right. I wanted it to be really like loud the whole time, because it's quite a long line. I keep kind of running out of steam, and whenever I record on my own, I just end up doing a million takes, and for some reason this melody took like 2 million takes, even though it's not really that hard. Yeah, and that's doubled with another synth, a kind of a DX7 favorite sound of mine. Bit of a bass solo from Cass. Cass Basil does a hot ass lick there. And boom, you got yourself a banger. Yeah, well, Wind Tower is—it's kind of like a nerdy piece, you know. It's kind of a bit like a, yeah. I feel like the nerds are nerdy things are quite cool at the moment, and I've got a bit of that in me. And it's kind of got a bit of a RPG game kind of vibe. The bass marimba features heavily on this piece, and yeah, why is it nerdy? It's just kind of naive the right word? It's got very computer gamey. It kind of is trying to channel computer games. And yeah, it's a hard like line to hit when you try to write a piece that is a little bit nerdy, because you don't want to be too nerdy, because that's not really right. You know, you want to also be cool. You want to be nerdy cool. But we gave it a shot, you know. It'd be interesting to see what the world thinks of it, if the nerds like it, or if maybe some cool people like it too. Thought for a while it'd be cool to actually try to make a computer game that would go with some of this work, but that turned out to be quite hard. This one is actually a band recorded piece without any of that. Yeah, we all did it together. It's got Tam Scholes on the guitar. And this is a kind of a one really dedicated to the baby. I was just, he was just born, and I went down to what is now our jam room at our house, and it just was kind of like this munted room back then. And I was just sort of hanging out with him, and there was a Rhodes in this munted room, just this, yeah, so it's a munted room with the Rhodes in it, and me sitting there with the baby, and he was being especially cute and looking at me, and yeah, this piece just sort of like suddenly came out of me, and it just was like instantly there, written like just as long as it takes for you one to listen to it, really. Yeah, that was good. It was easy, just like super forgiving, and when we played it with the band, we didn't need to do any edits or anything, and yeah. This is Finn Scholes from Carnivorous Plant Society, and you are listening to Totally Wired with Hunter.